Good afternoon, everybody. Apologies for some technical problems getting into the conference. With me is Grzegorz Kosakowski, who is the member of the board and our CFO, Nina Grabos, our IR director, and Ursula Strich, our PR director as well. I believe and I hope that everybody got the presentation that was published on our website, so it will be much easier for me to walk you through our results if you have the presentation in front of you. So going to page number two, the group financial performance was negatively affected in the first quarter by the recession in the advertising market and the declining copy sales figure. The revenues of the groups declined by 12.4%, but the first effect of the operating efficiency improvement plan are visible. Total operating expenses decreased by 7.6%. Mainly the cost of raw materials, energy was down by 8.4%, and the marketing and promotion was down by 28%. The number of employees decreased by 168 compared to the fourth quarter of 2008. However, this figure do not fully reflect the dynamics of the process, as in the first quarter of 2009, 238 people in the group received dismissal notice, and until May 7, this number increased to 282. Yesterday, as you most probably noticed, we announced change to the operating efficiency improvement plan implemented in December 2008. The total number of people to be made redundant in the group in the process of executed since January 2009 was increased to about 400, and the process itself was increased till the end of October 2009. As I mentioned already, the first effects of the whole process, the operating efficiency plan, will be much more visible in the group results in the second half of the year. The group generated 40 million net cash from the operating activities. Our net cash position is at the level of 113 million zlotys, and we have available credit line of up to 200 million zlotys. Moving to page number three, just a few words about the advertising market. The total ad spend in the first quarter of 2009 dropped by 7%. Internet, the only medium, grew by 17%. The most decelerating categories were recruitment, 60%, telecom, 35%, and real estate and financial services, down by over 30%. In view of market conditions and lack of the improvement symptoms in economy, we do not sustain our assumptions for the ad market in 2009 based on 1.5 GDP growth forecast. Due to the volatile market conditions and contradictory opinions about the market situation development, we cannot in a responsible way estimate how the GDP and the market will look like in 2009. High sensitivity of the ad market to GDP changes caused that any estimates bear a significant margin of error. Additionally, the market situation changed dynamically from month to month. As you know, the forecasts of GDP for Poland are changing permanently from minus 1.4 to plus 1.4. Yesterday, there was some announcement from the Minister of Finance that the GDP will be something between 0 and 1. What is really happening that we don't know how and what we are observing that the correlation between the GDP and the ad market is changing, and it's very, very hard for us to estimate how this correlation gonna look like looking forward. Even though it's very hard to foresee how the situation will develop further, but based on the on April and the beginning of May, we are expecting that in comparison to the first quarter of 2009, the dynamics of ad market decline may be dipping in second quarter of 2009. Moving to page number three, just a few words about the daily's market, the daily's ad market. In the first quarter, Gazeta was the mostly widely read quality newspaper with average page circulation of 396,000 copies. And despite of the drop of 4%, it occupies the largest chunk of the newspaper advertising pie. Gazeta decreases of share in dailies ad spend results mainly from the significant decline in the recruitment ads and the real estate ads. In both of these categories, Gazeta holds a leadership position, and our market share in those categories is 80% and 50% respectively. If we exclude those categories, then Gazeta maintains its market position, and we are very pleased with this result. Metro took advantage of the decline in dailies, but as you most probably remember, we were expecting that the free daily will be less affected by the recession. So Metro took the advantage of the decline in dailies ad spend and increased its share in dailies ad spend by 1 percentage point, and now holds enjoys 4.2% market share. The major, the majority of the categories in daily declined significantly. In the first quarter, as I mentioned, the recruitment was over 60%, telecom 35%, real estate 30%, automotive 16%, and retail chains 11%. Moving to next page, number 5, just going, I will... would like to go through the segments right now and describe you the businesses, but I would like to remind you that due to the changes in law, we had to present our financial results in a different way, and it's pretty, I hope it's pretty well described in the appendix to this presentation. So when you're going to be doing your analysis or comparison to the previous years, please have in mind that the presentation is different. So talking about the newspaper, and mainly Gazeta and the newspaper segment, the newspaper was the most sensitive to the changes in the ad market. Gazeta experienced 30.7% drop in the ad revenues and declined copy sales figure. But the total operating expenses of the newspaper segment was also down by almost 16%. That's again... the first signs of our efficiency plan. The material and energy was down by 9.5%. The marketing promotional cost was down by over 33%. And the staff cost reduction was almost by 1%. But the employment reduction are not fully visible, as I mentioned already. The first effects of the staff reduction will be much more visible in the second half of the year. The total operating EBITDA at the healthy level, 40 million zlotys. And moving to page number 6, just tell you about the situation on the market. The newspaper competitive environment is changing. One of our competitors, Polska Press, closed 9 out of 11 local titles published under the brand Polska. Some of the publishers closed down some supplements, and some of them increased the copy price. Gazeta as well increased its price twice this year. Currently, the weekday edition of Gazeta can be bought by for 2 zlotys and the weekend edition for 2.5 zlotys. Gazeta in kiosk subscription at the newsstand subscription sells for 1.6 zlotys. In this difficult market situation, Gazeta preserves its leader position in the quality newspaper segment and had 3 times more readers than Rzeczpospolita or Dziennik. We are not using the other paid form, so-called other paid form for distribution. Some of the publishers are using this form, and as you can see on the diagram on the top right corner, our competitors, Rzeczpospolita, it's the other forms represent 15%, and Dziennik, the newspaper published by Axel Springer, the other form of distribution represent 41% of their copy sales. What are the other form of distributions? It's mainly barter. It is the kind of a newspaper that you are getting at the hotels, at the plane, or on a train. So mainly there are giveaways. In first quarter 2009, Gazeta lost 7.8% of its paid distribution. Dziennik sold 9.4 fewer copies. Rzeczpospolita lost 6.8. Fakt sold 7.6% fewer copies than a year before. In our opinion, further changes on the Polish newspaper market can be expected. So we are preparing the newspaper and we are developing our newspaper, trying to make it as much attractive to the reader as possible. And we are doing some editorial modifications. We relaunch our magazine, so-called Duży Format, large format. We introduce new business supplement. And we are adding some editorial stuff for older people as well. As mentioned before, we are, you know, trying to integrate the company around internet and try to use all our content that is generated within the company to be present in internet. So, for example, as an example, on our 20th anniversary, we launched in internet as a community service dealing with the history and education, Gazetopedia. And moving to page number 7, quick look over our free daily Metro. Metro experienced ad revenues declined by 3.4%. Revenues from display advertising dropped in Metro by 6%, while in dailies this decline amounted to 24%. This situation allowed Metro to increase its share in dailies and increase its market share by one percentage point, and it, right now Metro holds 4% market share. Additionally, Metro achieved great results in readership. The title is the third most read nationwide daily with average daily readership index at the level of 4.5% with 1.4 million Poles reading Metro. This means that Metro was read by twice as much readers as Rzeczpospolita and nearly 2.5 readers more than Dziennik. We are convinced that the readership figures will translate into positive contribution of to the group bottom line after this recession is over, and that readership figures will be welcomed by the advertisers and the advertising agencies. We further develop Metro online services as well. As mentioned before, we're trying to use all our content to put online. Because additionally we're using the Metro infrastructure, the distribution potential. And, for example, we are starting new services, so-called M-Target, which offers clients new advertising possibilities through target distribution, small events, and custom publishing. Moving to the next page, collections. As I mentioned before during our previous conference call, we are changing the model of the special projects, the business model of the special projects. And we can see the first signs or the first results of the changes that we are making. It seems that careful project selection as far as the content and the quantity is concerned, as well as experience from previous years, brought fruits, and special projects improved its revenue in the first quarter of 2009 by 2.2%. And as you can see, we improved our operating EBITDA almost by 185% to 3.7 million zlotys. And again, we're developing even the special projects online. So a good example is that we just launched an e-shop, www.kulturalnysklep.pl, which where we offer our book collections, one-off projects, and additional offers available in dual pricing offer from Gazeta Wyborcza. Moving to page number 7, Internet, we are very pleased with our internet activities and the results that we managed to achieve. The total revenues were up by 34.5%. Operating costs of the internet segment increased by almost 30%. The main reason of this increase is the staff cost increase, which mainly results from the investment in our sales force development, consolidation of Trader, and the annualization effect of the salary increases that were made in April 2008. In February, the total number of free users of Agora Internet brands amounted to 7.7 million people. And that translates, it was up by 22.5%, who spend on our online services 112 minutes on average. That means increased by 43.6%. We keep providing interesting audiovisual content for our users. In January, we launched the first web-based video series called Nicola, and we develop our advertising offer around this audiovisual content. The next thing that we are doing, just to give you an example, that we created a search lab, and it's really an agency specializing in the search engine advertising. We believe that all these actions will help us to achieve our strategic goals as far as the internet is concerned and when the recession is over. And as you can see, we're fighting very hard to get to number three in terms of the reach of the Polish internet portals. Moving to the next page, outdoor. Our AMS strengthened its leadership position in the outdoor advertising market and is enjoying 28% market share. The ad revenues of AMS were down by 3.7%, but still it deals much better with the recession than the whole advertising outdoor market, which declined by 8%. The decrease in revenues resulted mainly from the drop in printing services and decrease in transit advertisement. AMS achieved better than the market results due to the campaign executed on the premium panels, and that thanks to our investment in 2008. And as you can see what happened, it's really explained on the bottom right corner, where are we standing on the premium panels. The increase of operating costs results mainly from the annualization effect of the salary, because that was the salary regulation that took place in the whole group in April 2008, and of course the last year intensive investment program that creates costs that create costs this year as well. Moving to next page, page number 11. The magazines, the recession in the advertising market also reached magazines category and resulted in the ad revenues decreased by 12%. Our magazines managed better than the market and experienced 10.7% decrease in ad revenues. The operating cost of the business decreased by 8.4%. And despite that 10.3% decrease in the copy sales, our key magazines are very popular with the readers and they are ranked among the most widely read monthly magazines in Poland. We're because we have a lot of content in our magazines, so we are in a process of, you know, putting more stuff on internet as well. And new online service, we are just putting a new online service of our home design magazine, and we are putting Avanti online as well. Moving to page number 12, radio business. Very happy with the result. The radio business revenue grew by 3.3%, including ad revenues growth by 2.3%, with radio and market revenue declined by 7%. The operating costs remain more or less on the same level. You can see that we managed to, on the left bottom corner, you can see that we managed to maintain or even increase daily reach for our radio station. The local radio station decreased in a total our audience share, mainly because we are focusing on the main big markets. And our aim for the future is to, fight back the smaller markets that we were not promoting our radio stations so efficiently. And again, we're continue to develop our online presence with our radio content as well. So we launched 5 new channels on our TubaFM, and we believe that will be an attractive offer for the advertisers as well. And moving to page number 13, our objectives, they're the same as during our previous conference. We are very cautious about the cost side of our business, especially during the recession and uncertainty about the future of the advertising market. So we're further implementing our operating efficiency improvement plan, and you saw what we announced yesterday about additional group layoffs. We concentrate on verifying all the business models of all our activities, and of course we would like to develop our businesses, and we are doing that almost in all areas, as I mentioned during this presentation. And having a positive net cash position, we are still believing that we can win some valuable assets for the company as well, because we believe it will be a good time to acquire some valuable assets, as happened during the last recession. We managed to win our magazine business and our outdoor business during the previous recession. So that's the end of our presentation, and we will be happy to answer any questions that you might have. Thank you.